This is Jan Swift, and you're listening to Discover Lafayette, a podcast dedicated to the people and rich culture of Lafayette, the gateway to South Louisiana. We taped Discover Lafayette at Raider's headquarters in the Oil Center of Lafayette. Raider is a managed IT service provider that offers world-class service, including cybersecurity, communications, and technology support. With Raider, you have just one vendor and one number to call, allowing you to concentrate on what is most important, your business. For more information, visit RaiderSolutions.com. And while we're talking about Raider, many thanks to Jason Sikora of Raider, who records and mixes our sound, ensuring a professional podcast production. The generosity of Ochsner Lafayette General makes this podcast possible. Ochsner Lafayette General understands that each patient is unique, and so is your path to good health, from the miracle of childbirth to the mending of broken bones or the journey through cancer. Ochsner's physician and care teams provide access to more than 90 specialties and an ever-expanding list of convenient locations right here in Acadiana. With Ochsner Lafayette General, you're cared for through every stage of life, and healing isn't just a destination. It's a journey we walk together. For more information, visit ochsner.org/Lafayette. Today's podcast is brought to you by Lafayette-based ViMed, a national leader in post-acute respiratory care and sleep therapy. If you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you may have undiagnosed sleep apnea. ViMed, right here in Acadiana, can assist with in-home sleep testing, CPAP equipment, and a personal sleep coach. For existing CPAP users, ViMed can help you maintain a restful sleep schedule through supplies and maintenance tips. Visit vimed.com/sleep or call 866-852-8343 for more details. Ross Murphy, president of Old Time Grocery, joins us today to discuss his family-owned restaurants, which include Old Time Grocery, Sandra's Cafe and Health Food Store, and BJ's in Broussard. Ross's father, Glenn, originally purchased Old Time Grocery in 1982, and it has become one of Lafayette's most iconic eateries, known for its classic po' boy sandwiches made on fresh Longlinet bakery bread every day. We're honored to partner with Lafayette Travel and Eat Lafayette for this special edition featuring Ross Murphy and talking about his family's success in the restaurant business. For more information on all of the locally owned restaurants that participate and support Eat Lafayette, please visit www.lafayettetravel.com/eatlafayette. Ross, welcome to Discover Lafayette.
Hey, Jan, how are you doing?
Good. So thank you for making time. I know that the restaurant business keeps people busy. And as we were talking before, I didn't realize that Old Time Grocery was related to these other great restaurants that have been around forever. So I really can't wait to hear your story.
Yeah,
so,
thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So you were not even born, I guess, when your dad bought Old Time Grocery. You want to talk about growing up in the restaurant business first?
Yeah, so a little backstory on dad and the restaurant. So he's from Chalmette, just outside of New Orleans. He moved to Lafayette in the late 70s to go to school at USL, spent a couple years in school. He didn't finish, but he worked a few odd jobs here in Lafayette. He drove a Budweiser truck for Schilling. And
really?
He managed the keg at one point.
Oh.
And in May of 1982, he ended up buying a little grocery store on the corner of St. Mary and Brook Avenue called Old Time Grocery. So he
was able
it.
To scratch money up to do that.
Yeah,
year.
There's a neat story behind that. He, if I remember correctly, the business was $16,000 at the time. He took a loan from his father for $8,000 and a loan from the bank for $8,000. And made it work. And a few years later, he ended up buying the building. But first, it was just the business.
Right. And it wasn't the business that we know today. It was more of a, did it have more grocery items?
Right. So it was a neighborhood grocery store. It had aisles of groceries, and the little ladies from the neighborhood would come and get their corn and their bread and their milk. And it did have a small deli case, and they were making deli sandwiches, which attracted him being from New Orleans and, you know, growing up eating po' boys. And over time, as he worked in the business and grew it, of course, it, you know, it's become what we know it as is now.
Right. And, you know, just a few weeks back, we interviewed the Louisiana Swamp Base Boy Scout group, and they talked about every summer when people come in from all over the country, the first night, they get old-time grocery po'boys, and the last night, they treat them to that. So it's just amazing how word is spread about your food.
Yeah, Swamp Base is such a cool thing. We've probably been partnering with them for, 13, 14 mm-hmm. years now, and to see it grow from one or two groups to dozens. Mm-hmm. And they come in bright-eyed and bushy-tailed when they get into Lafayette, and I think they stay in a dorm on campus. And then when they come in for their last meal, they're chewed up with bug bites and sunburnt and whipped and ready to go home.
Yeah,
but it's a really cool thing to partner with.
Very cool, yeah. So you came along after your dad bought Old Time Grocery. Were you active when you were in school? You want to talk about where you went to school and did you work at Old Time?
Yeah. So dad, of course, Old Time was his first baby, as we call it.
and he had five others.
I'm one of five children. Becca, myself, Brad, Greg, and Lauren. So I was born in 1988, went to school at Our Lady of Fatima, and then to St. Thomas More, and then I went to school at UL. I grew up in the business. I didn't officially work in the business until probably when I was a freshman or sophomore in high school. I would help out with snowball trailer events, and I got to learn how to drive the trailer at a young age. And then one summer, I think going into my senior year, I worked out at our place in Broussard called BJ's. Got to learn how to make sandwiches from Trish and Jenny, who are coincidentally still with us 18 years later. Mm-hmm. So it's been neat to grow up with them.
Yeah.
So I started working in Old Time on St. Mary as a freshman in college. Mm-hmm. Did that. And then when I graduated, wanted to do anything but work at Old Time,
really?
To be quite honest with you.
You had enough.
And tried to do a couple different things, and nothing panned out. So in 2010, maybe 2011, Dad, he rooked me into working full-time at Old Time. And, mm-hmm. 10 years later, I was running the shop. And a few years after that, here we are.
Yeah. So you and Becca, your sister, are really both active, right?
Right. Yeah. So Becca and I have been active in the business for maybe 14, 15 years each. Mm-hmm. We also have BJ's and Broussard, which we've had since 1997, and Sandra's Cafe on Rena. We've had that since 2007. We also have a portfolio of rental properties that we kind of manage together with the family. And Dad opened up an antique shop in 2015 right across from Sandra's on Rena. We call it MLC. It stands for Midlife Crisis Antiques.
He's busy.
He's a busy man.
Yeah. I like that, though. I guess he doesn't want too much downtime. Huh?
He can get
you to do the work.
Yes. Yeah. retirement scares him.
Uh-huh. mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yeah. Well, let's talk, I guess, one at a time. Old Time Grocery was, I guess, my initial thought, when I think of your family. Talk about the kind of things you offer. I know there's some people it's hard to believe, but maybe some haven't eaten there or they haven't been there in a long time. So talk about, what you offer and some of your specials throughout the year.
Yeah. So, we're fortunate to have such a good brand and a loyal customer base. Lafayette's such a supportive community for us. And our brand stretches beyond Lafayette as the community has migrated out into other areas, other states. Our brand has carried with them, and of course, social media helps that as well. Yeah. But Dad worked real hard in the 80s and 90s to establish Old Time as we know it, the iconic po' boy shop of Lafayette. So to answer your question, we have a pretty simple menu, and it hasn't changed much in, I guess, 42 years. The shrimp po' boy is what keeps us in business. It's 60%+ of our business.
Wow.
And we have the deli meats, and we've added along the gourmet specials, as we call them. That's kind of modernized our approach to food to attract the millennials. So that's what they're looking for. But we keep a simple menu. We do a lot of catering for corporate catering, sandwich trays, bag lunches. We feed any and all type of teams. We feed the university teams when they go out of town. So we have a great in-house business, a great to-go business, and just like a really neat network of customers that call us for all different kind of things.
What are millennials like? Do you do like vegan po' boys? You
We've know, tried.
I don't know if that'd be too popular.
I can't say it's worked.
Right, right. You got to try it.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But they like off the wall things, you know. So if you follow our social media pages, we try and do some interesting sandwich specials. Some of them are more off the wall than others. Some of them are just good, good home cooked food.
Do you have like specials certain days of the week or like a special of the day?
We typically try and change it up every day.
What was today's? Like we're here Tuesday, April.
Today
9th.
They did a chicken Caesar salad po' boy.
Oh, yum.
Tomorrow she's doing a different take on a chicken parm. So those are a little bit more simple, but so we also do our nightly specials, which at one time was a $3 or $4 tax included sandwich. It's
really?
Now $7.
But it's probably cost a lot more than that
to
make
it's like
it.
It's like a 40% discount.
Yeah.
And so we do that. We do a different night special each night. So Monday is a whole meatball for $7. Mm-hmm. Tuesday is ham. Wednesday is sausage. Thursday is turkey. And we have a good clientele that comes in for that. A lot of college kids looking for a good deal.
They get the whole
they
sandwich.
Do. They get the whole sandwich. So it's a good deal for them.
Yeah, I'm looking at your menu. It looks like it's a better deal just to always get the whole sandwich.
Typically,
half.
Yeah. But it's a lot of food, so, you know.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Leftovers,
yeah.
So, and you're located right by campus for people that know you're on St. Mary.
Yeah, we're at 218 West St. Mary.
Right.
Surprisingly, there's a lot of people in Lafayette that have never heard of us or never been to us, you know, like you said.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and that's okay. There's a lot of good food here in Lafayette, and we're happy to just have the business that we have.
What about the snowballs? When do you serve those?
So the snowball stand is open from April 1st to September 30th. So it just opened last week. During the month of April, our hours are noon to 6, and then we extend them from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. during the summer hours.
Okay.
And that's located right behind the store.
Okay. And when is Old Time open? Are y'all open every day?
Old Time's open Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
Monday through Friday is 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. And Saturday is 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., so a little bit abbreviated on Saturday.
Okay.
And we rest on the Lord's Day.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. It's really good. So Sandra's, I mean, I've known about that forever, the health food store on Rena. I did not know that you guys own that. That's another iconic place.
It is. So Dad, in 2007, he went there looking for some kitchen equipment. I think he saw an ad in the Quick Quarter for some used equipment. And in typical Glenn Murphy style, he owned the building and the business 2 weeks later, not knowing anything about health food.
Was she ready to sell or?
Well, so Sandra had passed some years before that.
See.
And there was a gentleman that had owned it for a few years and he was ready to get out. And it just worked out that Glenn bought it. And when he bought it, there was some groceries in there and some
Supplements.
Supplements, right? And there was a small cafe, which is what attracted him. You know, we know the food. But they were serving odd items. if you would think of California health food from 30 years ago, that's what they were serving, you know, seaweed wraps and nothing that tasted very good. So we took one of our cooks from our store in Broussard and asked her, hey, why don't you just go cook at Sandra's, you know, cook the rice and gravy and the hamburger steak that you're used to cooking, just use the ingredients that are at Sandra's. And that was in 2007. So 17 years later, Crystal's still cooking there.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I've looked on social media, of course, and bison. I mean, some of the things y'all offer, it's incredible. It looks delicious.
The menu offering is unbelievable over there. The amount of things that you can find in that sector, that industry, there's always new items. And that clientele is really interested in trying new things. We typically have 3 to 4 different plate lunch options every day. And then we do a salad or a soup. There's a couple ancillary items that we'll run. There's Monday through Friday, there's one staple item. Monday is a hamburger steak. Tuesday is chicken shawarma. That's the most popular. Wednesday, I think right now, is spaghetti or shrimp, maybe shrimp fajitas. Thursday is rotisserie chicken, and Friday is typically salmon. I could be wrong on that. and then they mix and match the rest of them depending on what kind of fresh fish they can get, or elk or bison, what kind of steaks they can get. And it's all reasonably priced. It's typically, I think our average menu item is like $11.95.
Yeah,
maybe upwards of $15 or $16
it's if still
it's super high end. Very high.
In
yeah.
today's
and it's clean market. Ingredients. It's most of it's or all of the produce is organic. The beef is grass fed beef. The chicken is free range chicken. Very clean. Mm-hmm. The seasonings, they're clean seasonings. So it's good.
Yeah. You were talking about California food from 30 years ago. Do you remember the whole weedery that was here in the oil center? I miss the Bible sandwich. Y'all don't serve anything like
on
that.
On the Ezekiel bread?
Yes.
Yeah. So
I loved it.
The first few years, all the sandwiches were made on that Ezekiel bread.
But no Bible sandwich? You don't have anything like that?
No.
It's just all avocado and like what? Trying to think. They didn't put much else on there.
No, we did a chicken salad sandwich with that bread. Fortunately, in the 17 years we've been in the health industry, the taste of a lot of the foods that they've created it's a lot more palatable now.
Right.
It doesn't taste like cardboard. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know you're eating health food.
Yeah. We need to have something right here in the oil center like what you're talking about. Because when you look, we're here with Jason Sikora. When you look at Sandra's social media, I mean, it's really—
The food pops.
Enticing, yeah, very enticing. It's not even a drive. It's right down the street.
It's right there.
Right.
We also do breakfast. A couple years ago, we started doing breakfast. It's kind of quiet. It's building, but the food is fantastic. We have three or four cooks in there, and they're just so creative with what they do, and the clientele so awesome out there. So yeah, go check it out.
Yeah. You still sell supplements?
We do. We have vitamins and supplements and groceries. So we're a very small scale Whole Foods basically, with a cafe that does a lot more interesting things.
Mm-hmm. Are you there often? Are you at any of the restaurants more often than not?
I spend more time at Old Time, cause it's kind of the meat and potatoes of everything, I guess. My dad spends a lot of time at Sandra's, and then at his antique store across the street from that as well.
I need to check that out too.
I bounce between all the different restaurants.
So BJ's and Broussard, I wasn't familiar with. BJ's name is familiar, but this is an older restaurant also.
Yeah, so the story behind BJ's was probably in the mid-90s. There was only three Murphy children at the time, and Dad was ready to open a new Old Time. So he started looking. The south side of town was not quite developed at that point, but kind of started eyeballing things. And if I remember how the story goes, he saw a for lease sign on the building in Broussard. A friend of his mentioned, hey, go look at BJ's Sandwich Shop. It had formerly been called Joe's at one point.
It's a pretty building.
It's a neat old building. It's got a lot of history. And he went look at it. He called the owners, Miss Judy and Mr. Jimmy Bio, who still own the building, and asked them if it was for lease. And it had just been rented, unfortunately. So he said, "Well, call me if it comes up again." And less than a year later, they called him, and I think in maybe August of 1997, he opened up, bought it as BJ's. He was the third owner of BJ's. Miss Jenny, who's still our cook there, she worked there for about 4 or 5 years previous. Mm-hmm. So she's been there longer than we have.
That's amazing.
The stories that she can tell you are very funny.
And then Broussard's growing so much.
Broussard, they're doing such a fantastic job with the city, Mayor Bork and his administration.
And the downtown area.
It's beautiful.
It's just refurbished.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
When I drive through there, it's like, wow, they're doing such a great job. And so he bought it with the intention of painting it red and white and slapping Old Time on it. And shortly after that, kid number four came along, and then shortly after that, kid number five came along, and it just kind of never happened. Mm-hmm. But it's been a great asset to us over the years. We've done a lot of catering out of there. Some of my favorite memories when I was in middle school, it was about the time whenever we started having the kid dance parties. I don't know if your children went to those, where they dance and they leave room for Jesus when they're dancing. And BJ somehow got to be one of the places that people would rent.
Oh.
And if you look at the building, it's kind of sideways. It's leaning. I think—
Is that related to a wild party?
I think having 112-year-olds jumping up and down didn't help the foundation. But I have good memories of my brother Brad. Whenever he was about 8 or 9 years old, he got real into like disc jockeying, being a DJ.
Oh no.
T.D. Smith, who was one of the radio hosts here in Lafayette.
Love T.D.
He was his idol.
T.D. was one of our neighbors.
He was awesome. And Brad idolized him. Uh-huh. The ice skater voice, Brad.
Yeah.
He got to announce a couple ice skater
That's
games
awesome.
When he was a little kid. And they would, he had a DJ set up, right? Mm-hmm. With little discs that he could scratch. And he would get hired as a nine-year-old to be the DJ for these kid
for
parties,
night parties,
right?
But they were and safe. I mean,
they
yeah.
were safe,
yeah.
And most DJs were charging $300, and my mom and dad wouldn't let him charge more than like $100, $150.
Oh, well,
so he'd be
child
there,
labor, you know.
Right, playing his disc jockey, and when the kids would jump, the CDs would skip. So if you look still up on the ceiling 20 years later, there's some hooks that we used to have these chains hooked to, and we built him a. Like a suspended and elevated table so the disc wouldn't skip. Still
That's
up
funny.
There. Yeah.
Wow. You know, story about TD. At Halloween time, he never had candy. And when the kids would walk, you know, up to his door, he would hand out CDs. Mm-hmm. And he introduced my daughter. I have a daughter named Taylor Swift. So we met Taylor Swift
Did
when
you?
She came.
Wow.
When TD was still here. Just yeah. such an icon.
He was good. Brad worked in high school. TD got Brad a job at the dog. He wore the dog suit. And walked in the parades,
yeah.
and then he gave Brad, or they gave Brad a job on the AM station. I think it was 970 The Gator, maybe. And Brad had a Sunday afternoon show.
Wow.
And then he's talented.
Is
and,
he still in the business?
He's not in the radio business. He still piddles on the side.
Mm-hmm.
He works with us in old time in the office. And then when he was a freshman in college, they gave him his own radio show on 97.3 The Dog.
That's
he
amazing.
Had afternoons with Brad Vincent.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So back to BJ's. Talk about what you offer, you know, what people can expect at BJ's.
Yeah, so BJ's, you know, we say it's in the old-time tradition, so you can get the same sandwiches over there.
Same
po' boys,
okay.
Yeah. So if you are wanting an old-time po' boy and you just don't feel like driving across town to go to Lafayette, BJ's is there. Now, it's only open 10 till 2 every day, so uh-huh. the hours are limited. But we also offer plate lunches. So each day we have 2 plate lunch items. Again, there will be a standard item Monday through Friday, whether it's hamburger steak or fried pork chop or any other rice and gravies,
uh-huh.
gumbo in the cold weather seasons. And Miss Jenny, again, she's been with us for 27 years, and you know
she doesn't mess
fantastic.
Around with perfection, huh?
You know what you're going to get.
Right.
And it's good.
I like that,
mm-hmm.
though. Yeah. So what days are you open there?
Monday through Saturday, 10
okay,
to 2.
Okay, 10 to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, y'all are busy. You said you had rental properties too. Like y'all are keeping your hands in all kinds of commercial activities.
Yeah, so Glenn has built an empire over the years, and it's a lot to keep up with. Of course, we want to grow more, and that's the goal. But in 2015, he got real into the antique picker shows, and I guess he had a little time on his hands with some of his kids running the businesses,
mm-hmm.
and next thing you know, he starts going to estate sales and buying armoires and pianos and putting them into a little strip center retail spot that we have over there. And long story, that turned into an antique business.
Mm-hmm.
It operates on Rena Drive across from Sandra's, and it's called MLC Antiques. That is short for Midlife Crisis.
Yeah, yeah. So he's got all kinds of things, or is it mainly furniture? Does he have like planters?
He's got everything.
Pictures.
So he goes to estate sales. He'll go to auctions at the ports in Baton Rouge and Houston and New Orleans, and he has a fun time doing it. He just loves the art of the deal. You know, he likes
mm-hmm.
finding something, getting it for a good deal, and then figuring out how to sell it for a little profit. But,
by the time
we've sold it, we've delivered it for free.
Yeah.
So we break even on it. You know?
Deliver for free?
No,
okay.
We don't deliver for free.
The price is like, once you have
he
the
just
labor.
Has fun working deals.
Yeah, I need to go check that out. Gosh.
We're open at MLC Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 5.
Okay. And he's
and
there too?
He's
like
usually there.
Sandra's,
we have 2 employees, Rhonda and Missy, mm-hmm. run the antique stores. And then we just opened up like a little subsidiary shop right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut up over there. So it's a good time when you go visit
yeah.
them.
Yeah. What did you graduate in from college?
What does anybody who has a dad that runs a business go to school for? Mm-hmm. Business management, right?
Did that help you as much, not to downgrade UL, but did that help you as much as day-to-day on the job?
I mean, nothing beats experience. Running a small business is challenging. Lack of resources or, you know, employee issues. And so there's plenty that I learned in school. And I'm grateful for my time at UL and the College of Business. It was fantastic.
It is.
I mean, on firsthand experience, you can't beat that.
Mm-hmm. We've had other guests in that restaurant owners, operators, and I've heard from so many of them about not only the challenges of COVID, but the low profit margins. If you want to talk about some of that, because you don't have high-end items that you're selling. You're not selling steaks, you know, like at a big steakhouse. You've got a lot of fresh ingredients, right?
And right.
You've got to know your numbers.
So, yeah, so the restaurant industry in general, you work on very low margins. Po' boys especially, mm-hmm. you know, because the food cost is significantly higher than your average restaurant. You know, you're filling the sandwiches with more product for a lower price. Now inflation's hit and, you know, the price of sandwiches are higher than, you know, anybody wants them to be, but it's just part of the world now. But we have to operate on volume. We have to make a lot of sandwiches to be able to to turn a profit.
I meant to ask you, how many do you average a day at Old Time?
Yeah, so we average probably like 700 on a Monday through Thursday. Fridays, we'll do about 1,000 or more.
Oh, gosh.
And then Saturdays, somewhere in between.
That's a lot of bread.
It's a lot. And then during Lent, of course, is our peak season, right? Fridays during Lent, our business will double.
We'll do
2,000 sandwiches.
You can get that much crawfish? Or they still just want different things? Not everybody's.
Yeah, it's still
the
mainly shrimp. We'll sell a couple hundred crawfish po' boys. Uh-huh. That's a special that we do on Fridays mm-hmm. during Lent. But shrimp is still, we'll go through 600 pounds of shrimp on a Friday during Lent.
Where do you get your shrimp?
We get it from different suppliers, but it's all Louisiana Gulf shrimp, mm-hmm. Gulf white shrimp. So we buy it in bulk, you know, 20, 30, 40,000 pounds at a time, and we store it. So, uh-huh. It eats up a lot of cash flow, and so by January, we're praying that Lent comes early.
Yeah.
and then when it comes early, we're like, oh, shoot, we didn't want it to come so early.
Right.
We want it to be over with. But it's good. It's a fun time. The employees are, we gear them up for it. We're lucky to have a bunch of old employees that mm-hmm. lend their services to us to come help us out just to work a shift because they have fun with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, our network is more than just our customers. It's our employees. They're family mm-hmm. to us.
Mm-hmm. It just seems, you know, to me, running a restaurant seems like one of the hardest businesses you can have because you have to anticipate what people are going to order. Do you see the consistency over the years? Like on Mondays, will people order certain things besides the special? And is it different every day? Or do you just have that consistent 60% shrimp and others?
Generally pretty consistent, at least for the shrimp. Each day the different menu items will vary with what we sell, but it's pretty consistent. Having a simple menu keeps it that way. Mm-hmm. But to go back to your question about my college degree, looking back on it now, I wish I would have gone into like astronomy or something crazy. Restaurants are hard. Mm-hmm. The profit margins are low and you know, you're not working with you can't pay your employees tons and tons of money. So, you know, we're fortunate to have the university right there mm-hmm. and we have a good amount of college kids that we can pull from and they work hard and we're lucky. And then we're lucky to have good full-time employees and good managers.
Yeah.
When our management team is good, it makes our lives a lot easier. Mm-hmm. 'Cause they retain staffs. When leadership is good, people want to work there. They feel a part of it.
Right.
And they'll stick around. And so we're lucky if we can keep a crop of the young people for the 3, 4, 5 years that they're mm-hmm. in college mm-hmm. and kind of develop layers underneath them.
Have you ever just had any knuckleheads? You don't have to name names, but you hire somebody and then they're just not able to make a po' boy?
Too many to count. yeah, and we love them all.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Not everybody's able to do that.
Right, and that's okay. Old Time's a hard place to work. It really is. It's very intense. again, it's not. It's
everybody's
not like
trying to get to the counter.
It's
and
not
get their
like
order
any
in.
Other restaurant. You know, love Dad, but the way he built a restaurant is as backwards as it can be. You know, but that's why we're as successful as mm-hmm. we are. You know, he did it with no education. No, quite frankly, he worked at a po' boy shop in I think high school. And he quit after a couple of weeks, and he swore he would never work in another po' boy shop.
And look at him now.
Look at him now.
42 years.
So, you know, what he built, you know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And our whole family's been a part of it. All the kids have had their hand. My mom was super involved whenever they were, you know, first starting out.
Mm-hmm.
It was himself. And he was making sandwiches. He didn't have money to pay employees. And
24/7.
And he worked. And his fraternity brothers would help him out. So he actually lived in the back of the building at the time where the bathrooms are currently.
Yeah.
That was his apartment. And the snowball stand was his kitchen. But they would take shifts. Two of them would be playing Atari in his apartment in the back, and mm-hmm. one of them would be making sandwiches in the front.
But that's the best memories, huh?
Right. I need to get a book written, you know, from all his old partners,
yeah.
Their stories, and you know, we'll edit them so that they can mm-hmm. be sold in stores.
What fraternity?
He was a Theta Xi at
oh,
UL,
cool. yeah.
And so there's an iconic picture on the wall of the Panama City Studs in 1980,
mm-hmm.
and there's maybe 15 of them, and they all have a different nickname.
They were self-named.
One of the dads tagged them all with different names, right? And they'll come in time to time, and they're pointing to their friends. Hey, that's me on the wall. And
that's so cute.
And that's an iconic picture, honestly.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to the restaurant. It's hard. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of hard work.
And you don't know until somebody's under pressure how they're going to perform.
Right. You know, because of how our system is, we typically use less labor than most restaurants would for the same amount of volume. Because our food costs are typically higher, we have to. Yeah. Cover that margin somehow else. So our system is based on having to hustle and run around like we don't have enough employees. And it's fun, but it is exhausting.
Yeah.
And then we're working in an old building and you don't know where things are, you know, like where's the lettuce today? Oh, you know, we have to mm-hmm. run three houses over into one of the rent houses and find it in a cooler. And, you know, Dad owns all the property around there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So that helps with parking too.
It does.
Yeah.
What he's had to do over the years is nothing short of impossible, mm-hmm. you know, just buying up all the properties, working hard to make the business make money,
yeah.
to buy a piece of property, to turn it into a rent house or into an office. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's God's blessed us for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, being so close to UL and being family run, locally owned is such a gift for the university, I think. Because we have, of course, fast food is fun, mm-hmm. but to have you right there is just a blessing.
We're blessed. Sometimes it's a blessing and a curse, right?
Yeah.
When you operate an iconic business in a city like Lafayette that's known for its food,
mm-hmm.
There's high expectations, to be quite honest, and there's a lot of eyes. So the pressure's on us to perform and, you know, we have our times and seasons where, maybe we're not as consistent as we should be. And that goes back to having the right management team that feels that the ownership supports them and works hard. And, right now we're blessed with a good team.
Well, I know you've been recognized, nationally for being in the top 10. Were you the second as far as being recommended for po' boys?
Yeah, so we've won a lot of awards mm-hmm. over the years.
Talk about that some. I should know more about that.
Yeah, so the few that stick out in my mind, as you were just referencing, we came in second, as USA Today's Best Po' Boy in Louisiana. That was in 2016, I think. I'll dive off into that story in a second. We also won TripAdvisor's number one budget dining in the United States.
That's awesome.
And that was maybe 2018, 2019,
mm-hmm.
And maybe before that as well. But we've also been recognized as in TripAdvisor as like in the top maybe 3% of restaurants in the world on their website.
That's amazing.
And that goes off of whatever, however the algorithm works. I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
A lot of happy customers.
In a town as blessed as Lafayette with the food here, for an old ratty sandwich shop with some college kids and dirty t-shirts to be recognized, that it's an honor.
Yeah. We're here with Jason Secor again. Jason, thank you.
Thank you for recording us today.
And do you have any questions?
I do.
Some notes over there.
Ross, thank you for coming in. We were talking ahead of time. About once a month, we get a couple platters, maybe sometimes three or four platters of po' boys from you guys. So thank you.
Yeah.
On those Fridays when I'm sure you guys are slammed for feeding us over here. So I was doing the numbers while you were talking. 700 a day. That's about one a minute. Like, you guys are just cranking these things out. So no wonder it's so hectic. Do you do a lot of platters, or is it just mostly walk-ins?
It differs day to day.
Okay.
But probably like 60% of our business is to go. That doesn't necessarily mean platters, but it could be call-in or maybe online ordering soon. Maybe working on some things. But we have a great walk-in business. And then, like, different days are different. Like, Saturdays, we have a lot of walk-in business, a lot of families coming in. Friday is heavy with catering, pool boy platters and bag lunches. So,
I bet.
You know, just yesterday, I think they made maybe 150 bag lunches for some kind of event. We get that kind of stuff all the time. And it's kind of just in rhythm for us now. Like I say it, like, it's no big deal, you know, but you know, we've done bag lunches for, we do it every summer for the university. They have a football camp in the summer, and we do like 1500 bag lunches in one day.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Yeah. So if you get a big order, it's not like it's a freak out. It's you got this. You're gonna have to work hard, but you got it.
Yeah. We have systems that work for it. We get the staff in, we get them there early and we might give them donuts or something to tell them thank you. Shout out meshes.
Donuts and coffee get you through the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So where can people find you online? I mean, obviously we can just Google it and look it up, but website, social media, what are you guys involved in there?
Yeah, so you can find us on either. We do have our website. It needs some updating. So better place to look is on our social media pages. Again, Old Time has a social media, Sanders and BJ's as well. We each have an Instagram presence to boot. But we post our daily menu specials for each of the stores on our social media pages.
Okay. Who's running that? Is that your job?
It's a family affair.
Okay. Flip the coins.
Yeah.
You guys at that day.
Yeah. We try and have some people in-house that do it, kind of boots on the ground approach. But sometimes it falls on a Murphy.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Any advice for anybody that would be interested in opening up a sandwich shop or something similar? You know, any gotchas that maybe looking back?
Run away. Run far away.
Okay.
No, you know, having – I've been in the business for 15 years. I did take a break for a couple years. And I missed food. You know, I went and did a couple things in startups and tech startups. And there's something about the – you know, you call it the instant gratification of food. You can tell when people are happy. You can tell when the customers are happy. You can also tell when they're not. But for anybody who might be looking to start up a restaurant, it's going to be a lot of work, as is any business that you start up. But it's long hours. It's late nights. It's long weekends. Mm-hmm. It's dirty. You know, when you own a business, you have to be a leader, you know, and mm-hmm. being a leader means sticking your hand in toilets sometimes and running trash. And it means being tough on the employees. It means giving them some love when you need to. And it's trial and error. You know, I was fortunate, or I have been fortunate to learn on an established business. And, you know, to have mentorship from my father and other people and, you know, he has a lot of friends that own businesses, so I'm able to take advice and tidbits from them, and that's been valuable for me. But not everybody has that situation to grow up in an established business like that. So I'm very blessed to have the opportunity that I've had.
Heck yeah. So your dad's obviously into a bunch of different stuff. I mean, sandwich shop, the health food store, the antique store. Are you kind of of the same mindset, or would you like a more focused approach?
I'm probably more focused.
Okay.
I do have some side hustles of my own.
Okay.
But my goal with the business is, of course, to grow, you know, and that can be an ambiguous term. I'd like to open new Old Times. We would like to open new Old Times. You know, we've built a fantastic brand over the years, and it's something that we can really expand upon, whether it be on the south side of Lafayette, as people have hounded us to do for years, or elsewhere. You know, big dreams would be to stretch down I-10, you know, go west, go east, see ourselves in Texas. And my wife is from New Mexico, so it would be neat to have a place maybe in Albuquerque.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
And maybe Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Pensacola. I think we have a brand that can get us there. Mm-hmm. And logistically figuring out how to do that that's what's going to take work.
That's
and
the challenge.
And, and the conversation between he and myself right now is, yeah, I want to grow, but shoot, it's scary to think about growing. There's a lot of risk. And even when you have a brand like we have, and there's some surety of that, it's still scary, you know? So I have a lot of respect for what he did, venturing out with no experience, no money, some ratty little guy from Chalmette, Louisiana, and to build what he's built, you know? And we don't see eye to eye all the time, and we battle, as do any father-son business and the rest of the family. But, you know, we both have a good respect for each other and what we can do. And hopefully we can put that together into expanding the business in the future.
And he just didn't even know better. He was so young and,
he's gritty.
I love that story.
He had some trailers and duplexes and fourplexes and a little bar at one time. And he just hustled. He's a hustler. And you don't get that too much anymore. You know, so fortunately I learned some of that from him. But you know, as any parent starting a business, they want to provide for their kids so their kids don't have to work as hard. And we've been blessed to have good educations and, you know, the money to go to college and has set us up to be successful in our adult lives.
That's great.
Yeah.
Finally, last question. So it's a Sunday afternoon. What are you doing with your free time?
Recently, I've been hitting golf balls every Sunday afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah. But usually cut the grass, go grocery shopping, meal prep.
You cook at home?
We meal prep at home, my wife and I. It's not too fancy. Yes.
No po' boys at home.
No. I got to watch my figure. Just enjoying some time with my wife. You know, again, I've been hitting a lot of golf balls recently, and she's graciously allowed me to do that.
Oh, nice.
And then we'll sit down and have dinner and watch a show on Sunday evening.
It's nice.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that's great. Ross, thanks again for coming in. And Jan, as always, thank you for letting me ask some questions.
Thank you, Jason. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Ross, thank you so much. Your family story and your story is fascinating. And I'm just so proud to be able to showcase people like you. Thank you for taking time to come on the show.
Do we need to talk about my mom? She didn't get any mentions in here.
Yes. Talk about your mom before we run this down.
Okay, all right. All right.
I didn't know about asking about her.
Mom. Well, then I have two younger brother and sister, so we'll talk about them a bit too. I don't know what to say specifically, but So mom's from Lafayette. Her and dad met 82, 83, maybe. The story's neat there. So she lived in one of the rent houses on the other side of Brook Avenue, across St. Mary. And her roommate worked in the snowball stand at the time. And the roommate was going out of town for a vacation for a week, and Glenn needed somebody to work in the snowball stand. And wouldn't you know it, you know, Sherry, you know, she did it, and that's how they met. Got married a few years later. And then my sister Becca was born in 1986. They got married in 85. She was born in 87, excuse me. And the story with that was mom was working at the store. It was mom, dad, and maybe one other employee. And mom had Becca. They had her a sitter watching her, and mom was wanting to stop working. And dad's like, I can't afford another employee. And then one day mom came back home, and she watched the sitter drop the noonie out of Becca's mouth, pick it up and put it back in Becca's mouth, and she went to dad and was
sinful.
Like, I ain't working anymore. You know,
you don't know what's happening when you're not around.
That's right.
You know?
So that was in 1987, but she's been very involved in every aspect of the business, and you know, has helped. Behind every good man is a good woman, right? And
exactly.
You know, and then I have a younger brother and sister named Greg and Lauren. Greg's involved in the business. He does some things with us, and then my sister Lauren, the baby, she is in grad school for social work at LSU. So we've all had some involvement at some point. Yeah. Some want more than others. And as with any family business, it's got its ups and downs. But
yeah, I'm glad she's close.
Right.
Families, yeah.
Yeah. So
in proximity.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great. Thank you for getting that in. I just wasn't sure. Sometimes never sure what to ask, you know, about the family dynamics, not just you, but people. So thank you for bringing that up. I want to thank our listeners for your loyal support. Thank you for listening. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to Discover Lafayette. You can also visit discoverlafayette.net to find Ross Murphy's interview along with, gosh, about 375 others. I also want to thank our sponsors who make this podcast possible. Of course, Raider. Thank you to Chris Raider and Jason Sikora for your outstanding work. Ochsner Lafayette General, ViMed, and of course, for today's episode in particular, Lafayette Travel and Eat Lafayette. On behalf of Discover Lafayette, thank you for listening. I'm Jan Swift.